You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 905 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's bring Mito in. He's on a... Hey, Mito, what's up?
Hey. So my opinion on this sports thing, picking a team, I mean, in my opinion, pick your team. It don't have to be from your whole town. Ride with them through thick and thin. Now, me being a Houston fan, I wasn't alive for the Rockets win. I did get an Astro win, and now I know that I'm going to die and not get a Texan win. So, you know, you just got to ride with your team through thick and thin, man. But don't be team hopping. That's disrespectful right there, team hopping.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we all agree on that.
Yep. But I just hate the Cowboy fans here. I get that they would, you know, they were the America's team and blah, blah, blah. This is your hometown, man. This is your hometown. Love your teams, your hometown team. That's it. That's your team. It's your hometown. You gotta love your team. Not the crappy Cowboys. Anyway, so Sarah Barshop wrote about, and honestly, okay, if you're the agent for Mahomes and Deshaun, you got to play chicken here, don't you? I mean, you cannot sign first.
Oh, if you're Mahomes' agent, they're like, listen. Oh, Mahomes' agent is Lee Steinberg. Steinberg, who, by the way, did the first contract for $0, he did the first one for free. That is a huge gamble. So I think he's still with Lee Steinberg. If that's the case right now, oh, you're not doing anything. No. You're not you're like, hey, we're going to let Bill O'Brien do his magic. We're not, okay? I hope you'll understand, but if we wait, this could turn into a $50 million a year deal if we let Bill do his magic. So let's just let him. Bill might end up with a $47 million a year deal. And Pat Mahomes like, whoa. Like, top paid quarterback's like $37 million. You think he's going to go up by $10 million? Oh, yeah. It's a real possibility. Yes. We have to let him. Please let just listen, Pat. You've got to have some patience, okay? Let Bill O'Brien work his magic. And then we'll go from there. Because the Chiefs can't possibly sign you to a deal less than Deshaun Watson.
Is there any chance, though, that now with this, I mean, listen, the salary cap is going down. And, you know, if you're, I mean, are you going to take $40 million or more of a cap that could be at $150 million next year?
It is a concern.
What are you going to do?
It is a concern. I don't know how it's going to work because the cap is going down next year. There's no way around it. The question is how many millions is the cap going to go down? And we will see. So I was talking about, so this is something that is just, the players can't fight it because it's based on revenue. You won't hear the players fight anything because they have a cap sport. It's based on revenue. The more the revenue goes up, the more their cap goes up, the more money they can all make. The reason baseball players, I want to reiterate this because I do need to remind myself of this all the time. Major League Baseball players could end up being considered villains is a strong word, but if they don't come back, they could be blamed for this. And you see a lot of players who are out of the sport making comments about, listen, just, and maybe it's with the foresight or maybe it's with the advantage of hindsight because they played in the sport, they know that when it's over, and you don't want to lose out on earning potential. And so you have guys like Frank Thomas and Mark Teixeira and Tom Glavine. I mean, these are pretty good players saying, Alex Rodriguez saying the players really need to work with the owners here, take a revenue share, and get done. Because they see this as, look, let's be pragmatists about this. This is going to be 1 year and you move on. I think the Players Association are concerned that, number one, they're giving back money that had already been agreed upon, even if it makes sense from a practical matter that people aren't going to be in the stands. But the other concern is that puts them in the mode of being capped by revenue, and they like to be in an uncapped sport completely. They don't have a salary cap. Now, would a salary cap be better for their sport? Yeah. I mean, obviously, anytime you have a salary cap that's based on revenue coming in, it's better for the long-term growth of the sport. But, John, forever, baseball, I shouldn't say forever, but for a long time, it's been run by the Players Association.
Well, and listen, it's not even a cap, but a 50-50 revenue split. The players are balking and saying, no chance, because that's like a cap. So we're not doing that. We're not doing anything that's depending on revenue. We're getting our bag, and we don't care if you get yours, owner. And guess what? They're going to win out. The owners are going to balk, and the players aren't. But here's the deal with this thing is you look at the last Super Bowl champions. The Chiefs had Pat Mahomes on his rookie deal. The Patriots, forever, Tom Brady has taken less money to win, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tom Brady could be the highest paid player in the game. And that he's not. He's the GOAT, and he's always taken less. The Eagles won with Nick Foles and his money. The Broncos won when Peyton was only actually making $15 million a year. Seattle won on Russell's early deal. The Ravens won on Flacco's early deal. The Giants won. Eli was making money. But I don't know how much of his, what percentage of the cap it was. Listen. When we went over this, Raheel and I have gone over this before. When Mahomes gets paid, and if he takes 40 plus million, and you're talking about a salary cap that could go down from 198 million now to what, 150 million?
Oh no, it's I think it's going to be more than that.
It could be. It could be.
If they're going to have the billions you're talking about, John, it's got to be.
Well, we'll see. Well, that's if they play without fans in the stands. And guess what? They're not going to play without fans in the stands. The NFL is going to find a way and just say, you know, whether it's 15,000, 20,000, whatever the case may be, we're having fans in the stands. So even still, they're going to lose money, and their cap is going down. But teams don't win when the quarterback is taking up such a large percentage of their cap.
I'm telling you, agents, non-quarterback agents, the agents who are not specialists in quarterbacks hate these quarterback salaries. Because they said they're wiping out other players. They are hurting other players in the league. It's, you know, I haven't heard it called greedy. I've just heard it called, it is really diminishing the middle class of football, and it's hurting long-term deals for other players. And they don't like it. They don't like it at all. To your point about Tom Brady, Business Insider had an article in March of this year. Brady made $235 million in his 20 seasons with the New England Patriots. That's, you know, just a ridiculously high amount of money, but 20 seasons is extraordinarily unusual.
Right.
Brady frequently took
it's almost $12 million a year, which is nothing for a quarterback.
Well, but he had,
Yeah, 13 a year.
A little more than that. But about 12.
Done, how much is he going to average a year?
Well, here's the thing. Remember now, the contracts just shot up very, very quickly. But Brady frequently took contract extensions and restructured his deals to help the Patriots address other positions, giving up at least $60 million in his career and maybe as much as $100 million. We conservatively calculated what Brady might have earned in his career if he had signed a new deal equal to the going rate for top quarterback contracts throughout the years. And they did this in this article and talked about what he could have made. But here's the difference. And he could have opted out and been the highest paid player, you know, several different times if he wanted to. If Brady consistently signed deals equal to those of the biggest contracts for quarterbacks, we found he could have made $287 million. Now, had that happened, it would have come at a cost. And Tom Brady gladly gave that up so he would have the best chance to win, and they did win. They won. He's considered the greatest of all time. There are at some point, who is going to be, because I you know, the guy who didn't really do that was Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning kept taking monster deals with the Colts,
right,
and they kept getting squeezed out. They kept losing good players. At some point, who's going to be the next athlete that you see have, because, you know, the Players Association in every sport hates this concept. They all hate it because it keeps contract numbers down. But who's going to be that big-time player says, I don't care what the Players Association thinks. I'm going to take a little less money. I'll take
most likely
$28 million. Yeah.
Giannis.
Yeah, somebody who came from a different country has a different set of values.
I mean,
is that what you're saying?
Didn't he still live in an apartment with his mom like last year? And he, you know, obviously, it's got to be somebody that just cares so much about winning that I'm going to, you know what? That I don't. How much do I need? How much do I really, really have to? Do I really need? Because you know, the money that you're getting, NBA stars are getting, is generational money. Your kids, their kids, their kids, their kids are all going to be fine.
Yeah, because the difference in $10 million, if a star player didn't take 40, he'd take, but it's a status thing, John.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the problem.
But
is
you know what else is a status thing? What you know, and Tom Brady was beloved.
Yes,
that's right. Championship.
Ultimately, championships.
Yes, because of it.
Yeah, you're right. The ultimate status is your championships, and we got to break it here. But you're probably right. I just don't think guys will see that until later on in their career. What I see right now is opportunity for you to get to Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com. Let me tell you why you need to pay very close attention to what I am telling you. You have to remember that there are no vehicles that are being built right now. Those factories are shut down, and when they come back, they're going to be at 25%. Some are working, I think, now. They just started at 25%. It is going to take a while before you repopulate. So as you see the cars, the number of cars dwindle, you could see prices go up. Now's your opportunity to still get great prices and to get them with opportunities like 0% financing for 84 months or 120 days of deferred payments for well-qualified buyers. These are the offers that are available for you. And you still have some great vehicles available at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com and take a look at their entire inventory. They've got door-to-door delivery. It doesn't cost you extra. That's the way they do business. If you're having your vehicle worked on for service, take it to Angleton and let them take care of it. I had collision work that is being done right now, and they're getting it done in a very reasonable time frame so that I can get my 2020 Chevy Traverse back. It wasn't my fault. It was an uninsured driver, but you know what? They're getting it knocked out with my insurance company, and they're leaving me out of the process. Everything they do is top-notch. LanceZCars.com. Find your brand-new vehicle at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC out in Angleton.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, the governor of Mississippi, Lance, did you see him?
I did. That was really nice that he was doing the big graduation thing for the students, and he was reading some of the names of some of the high performing students that were out there.
Well, let's hear the governor of Mississippi reading off the names of the graduates.
Yeah.
Gavin Christopher Davis, Grayson Doss, Harry Ashcraft.
Excuse me.
Gavin Christopher Davis.
Harry Ascrack. Harry Ascrack. How does that last name
Harry
spelled?
Harry Ascrack.
Harry Ascrack?
Yeah.
Huh.
Somebody wrote, when does Hugh Jass graduate?
Oh, if you see the video, he freezes for like a second and a half as he realized, I just said Harry Ascrack. Oh man. Who immediately in my mind I'm thinking, how did this get through to my office? Who missed? Who did not see this coming? Your first sign is, can anyone name a high school? I'll go a step further. Can any of you guys name an athlete under the age of 30 with a first name Harry? No? You have anybody?
Harry Kane.
Is he a soccer player?
Yes.
Oh, well, that doesn't count.
That's different.
Is he from this country?
He's from England.
Okay, that doesn't count. Yeah. They do things different.
It's got to be from here. Harold.
Wait. Kane from the striker?
Tottenham, yes. The English striker.
His name is Harry?
Yes, it's Harry Kane.
He's
26 years old.
Well, that's a British name, though. British people do that.
They're more popular over there.
The prince is Harry. So.
I know a Harry. Harry Wright Jr. I grew up with a Harry Wright Jr. And his dad, Harry Wright Sr. Do you know any other Harrys? H-A-R-R-Y. It wasn't a bad
Freddie's
name.
Yeah, Freddie's buddy, Harold.
Yeah. They go by Harolds a lot of times.
Yeah.
Do you know any Harrys? Do you know any athletes?
The closest is Harold Landry, but he doesn't go by Harry. He goes by Harold.
So no one goes by that anymore.
No.
As soon as that's your first sign, like Harry.
I know an Elmer.
Elmer isn't in his 20s.
No. No.
Elmer got shut down shortly after Elmer was named.
Elmer Gantry shut it down.
My grandpa was named Elmer. Elmer's a name. Dolores is a name that's...
Yeah. Harriet is no longer a name.
You know Dolores.
You know Dolores?
Yeah, Dolores. She used to work here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. How many Bruces do you know? Are there any young Bruces being possibly? Yeah, I don't think Bruce. I don't feel like Bruce is a name anyone's naming people anymore. Rhonda. You see any Rhondas? I think Rousey's going to be it.
Yeah, it's a name of a bygone era. Who names a kid Rhonda?
There's no young Ashleys anymore.
All right, everyone, name your grandparents' names. My grandparents were Elmer and Maxine. No chance. And then also Carl, Catherine, and Gregory. Which you could still see some Carls. I don't feel like it's that prevalent anymore. And Mildred. You're not going to see any more Mildreds.
I didn't know my granddad on my mom's side's name. He just wasn't around very much. Carmine.
You don't find a lot of Carmines.
Straight out of a movie. And my dad's, obviously, parents are Nigerian, so those names don't really factor in. My mom's mom was Dorothy.
Yeah, Dorothy's not. That's not popping.
That's not happening anymore.
What about yours, John?
Ooh, Harry Giles. Carmine. Thanks to Dream Shake, Harry Giles.
Harry Giles. That's right.
Carmine and Antoinette.
Harry Douglas.
Oh, Harry Douglas from the and Harry Douglas would be under 30.
Huh.
Louisville wide receiver, Falcon. I don't know where Harry Douglas is.
Harry Giles is only 22.
Wow. Good job, Dream Shake.
And Harry Douglas is 35, by the way.
Harry Douglas is 35 now.
He's been around a while.
Bro, he may not even be in the league anymore. N'Keal Harry doesn't count. That's his last name. Harry Potter, I'm not counting. Harry Potter, he's British.
And he's older than 35 anyway now, right? Or 30 at least.
No, Michael Hunt was not one of the guys who was red. And I'm not using his, like you use Feelzebub. I'm not using his shortened name.
If we would have listened to that more, if we got into the M's, I'm sure Phil McCracken would have got mentioned as well.
Yeah. John, you didn't say who all your grandparents were. No chance.
Carmine.
Yep.
Yep. You just don't see those anymore.
Nope.
And Antoinette? Nope.
Nope.
Antoinette Collins on no, that's not my grandparents' names. I don't even have, I never met my they were long gone before I was born.
Your grandparents?
My grandparents.
Okay, what's your parents' names?
Gregory and Catherine are my mom's parents.
Okay.
And you still got some Catherines.
We could see some Gregs. Everyone's trying to get too slick with their names.
Yeah.
I mean, I say that with my wife's name. My wife had my son's name before I even met her. Alec Morgan. That was set. That was a done deal. Mason Gerard.
Who came up with Sebastian?
Sebastian was me because of Sebastian Schweinsteiger.
What now?
Yeah. We went German soccer player, Sebastian Schweinsteiger. True story.
Wow, I didn't know that was the
That's a true story?
Yeah, people are like, oh, you named him after a fish in Little Mermaid or whatever.
That was a crab.
He was named, the name came to me because of Sebastian Schweinsteiger. I wanted to get a little German name in here. I said, you know what, let me find it. I thought about the name Bastian because that's a German name, but I said, you know what will be more palatable to my wife is if I come with Sebastian. It was actually Bastian Schweinsteiger. It wasn't Sebastian Schweinsteiger. Yes, it's Bastian, isn't it?
I think it is Bastian.
It's actually Bastian Schweinsteiger.
You know he's going to be Seabass forever, right?
That's the only person who calls that. My brother-in-law calls him Seabass, and he's got some friends that call him Seabass. He doesn't like the name Snacks that much anymore. He deals with it. He tried to rebrand as Cobra. He was putting it on his papers he turned in.
Cobra Zerline?
Cobra is what he tried to rebrand, and I won't let it happen.
No. You can't.
Oh, no, his coach, Coach Bray, in his basketball league, they let him put their nicknames on the back of their jerseys, and I said Snacks, and somewhere Snacks found a loophole and went back to him right before printing and said, hey, I want Cobra on there. So on the back of his basketball jersey, it says Cobra.
I would have had more respect if he called himself Black Cobra.
Well, he did have one of my Cobra. Sons has R.I.P. Mamba. Never even watched Kobe play. He wrote that on one of his – Mason wrote that on his tennis shoes. I'm like, Mason, I can't get this off now. You put in a permanent marker on the white part of your Adidas basketball shoes.
Yeah, he was paying tribute.
R.I.P. Mamba.
Paying tribute, that's all.
To a player he never even saw.
You can honor the greats.
Yeah.
Mamba, at least watch a documentary on Kobe. R.I.P. Black Mamba.
What?
R.I.P. 23. I'm like, what?
23?
Not 23.
24?
24.
It was always 24.
8 and 24. Hey, let your boy honor one of the greatest basketball players to ever play. What's your problem?
You know what? I did see a story that's a horror story. Do you know the singer?
On the other side.
On the other side, yeah.
All right. Right now, though.
A singer did something that I just... Dell's going to have a real problem with this. Well, and I do, too. And you would, too, John.
Well, we'll see about that. But here's a horror story. Your business right now. And what's going on with your business. And getting back and getting your loans. And getting... And making sure that all the unemployment claims and, oh, my goodness, it's a nightmare right now. Well, it's not if you've got HR&P because HR&P is taking care of all that. And, you know, you got your extension on the taxes, on the tax thing and everything, but HR&P takes care of all of our deals. They take care of all the Affordable Care Act. They take care of everything that you need. And this is the most trying time that we've seen business-wise. And HR&P is there for you. They are there with the people, the knowledgeable people for the SBA loans. They're there with the knowledgeable people of the Affordable Care Act. They're there with the Coronavirus Families First Act, with unemployment, with all of these things that are necessary right now to get your business back to where you need it to be. Don't worry about your payroll. Worry about selling your widgets. Worry about stuff that's important. Let HR&P take care of the payroll. Let them take care of the HR. Let them take care of the taxes. Let them take care of the Affordable Care Act. Let them take care of the SBA loans, the PPPs, everything that's going on right now. HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell. Now, you got a horror story here, Lance?
What the hell?
It's the shortest breaks. You ain't got time to go to the bathroom on this show, okay? Listen, we have the shortest breaks in the history of radio right now. That's why you listen to this station. And Lance can't even go. You can't even go to the bathroom anymore.
I just whizzed. I KT whizzed, and I can't even. My goodness,
right?
My goodness, that's nothing. KT whizzed, by the way, on a little 5-game win streak, and they're just bludgeoning people right now with the runs. KT Wiz are coming up. I'm still keeping track of my Korean baseball team now that they're winning. And KT Wiz looking good. By the way, do you know who – there's a pitcher right now for – what team is this? The NC Dinos. They're 11-1. This guy named – I usually let you handle these, John, but I'm just going to say it. It's Koo Chang Mo, and he is 23 years old. He has pitched 6 innings, 8 innings, and 8 innings. He's given up 1 run so far in 20 innings.
Koo Chang's low? What is this?
Koo Chang Mo. And he has pitched 20 innings in 3 games. He's walked 4 and struck out 25.
Whoa.
And giving up one earned run. Yeah, he's pretty serious.
They call him Cooch?
I don't know if they call him. Dell, are you? Did you dump that? Are they allowed to? Are you?
No, because Matt Kuchar's nickname is.
Are you letting that through, Dell?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He didn't add the extra part that you like to add sometimes.
Yeah.
That did nothing to it. You know who else is killing it over there?
Cooch hangs low.
True story. Preston Tucker.
Preston Tucker.
Preston Tucker. He's now 30. He's about to be 30 years old in June. Former Astro Preston Tucker is right now leading the league in RBIs, and he's one of the leaders in batting average. He's hitting .442 so far, and he's got 20 RBIs in 52 at-bats.
Wow. Preston Tucker's getting it.
He's on pace for over 200 RBIs, John.
I don't imagine he's done much against Cooch, though.
No, no one has.
No, nobody.
He struck out seven times. He has grounded into three double plays.
Is Cooch undefeated?
Yes.
Yes, Cooch is undefeated.
That's par for the course. Makes sense.
Well, that's something I'd expect from John, not you, Dell. Cooch but I, like I've said many times, you and John are very similar.
Cooch is always undefeated.
You fly under the radar are with you your John-like tendencies.
Are you currently putting Cooch on a pedestal?
Not low-hanging.
Didn't the OGs tell you to never put Cooch on a pedestal? He's the new young pitcher. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, nope. That's true. John, I don't think John can keep this up. At some point, he's going to
say something that goes overboard.
What about shaved? Okay. Does Cooch, is he clean? Okay. Well, that was a fun game while it lasted. I just did it for you, John.
What would you
don't
call
worry.
It if Cooch played for the Yankees? Because you know they have those rules about.
See how subtle that is, John? Don't say anything.
Yeah. Like if Cooch played for the A's, like Giambi, and then moved to the Yankees, what would you call him?
Like Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, what would you call him? Would you call him
what?
Shaved?
What?
Like I'm just saying, if you
well, when he was with the A, with
he'd
the
be
A's,
all hairy and stuff.
He was bearded, Cooch.
Well, that's better than the other thing I thought you were going to say.
Mm-hmm.
How uncomfortable are you, Lance?
I have things I want to say, and I'm trying, and I'm like, just don't, just let them do this. No, and I'm like, oh, I want to say something about.
If you play for the Yankees, it'd be clean-shaven, Cooch.
Mm-hmm.
But he plays for who in Korea?
NC Dinos.
NC Dinos. I wonder if they have a rule. I mean, I don't know the Korean culture.
He
is everybody shaved?
He doesn't have facial hair, I can tell you that.
Clean-shaven. Wax, Steven?
Okay. Now you're not even trying. It's like you're playing John's favorite hits.
Right, right. What about when he rides a horse?
I don't know this one.
Well, I don't know it either.
I don't know this one.
What happens when he rides a horse, John?
Yeah, what would you call
it? Does he have saddlebags?
Okay. Lance is backed away from the mic.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew that as soon as he kind of checked out and let you just keep talking because he was working through some things. He was kind of spitballing.
He's workshopping, yeah.
He's workshopping some concepts.
I didn't know how I was going to get that one in.
Yeah, he's workshopping some concepts, and he's like, hold on a second. I may have found something. How do I work backwards from saddlebags? That's what you do with comedy. You come up with a punchline, and you work backwards to create the joke.
That's it.
So I said this before. The singer Sia, who sings Little Black Sandals and many other songs, she has confirmed that she has adopted two teenage boys. So that's great.
That's a good thing. Teenagers generally don't get adopted.
Who did this?
Sia.
Sia.
She's the singer who didn't like showing her face for a long time. Like she would do concerts with live performances with her back turned to the camera and stuff like that.
Why did she's ugly?
Very rarely does she show her face for whatever. I don't know why.
She at least initially she talked about how music is so much about aesthetics that she wanted people to appreciate her for her artistry. Because remember she was behind the scenes for a long time. She wrote for Rihanna, one of her hits. I forgot the name of it.
She's super talented.
Yeah.
So then, which probably had the opposite effect. Now everybody wants to see her face, right?
Yes.
Actually, you're right.
Now she's shown it more since, but she, like I said, she always wanted it to be about the music. But she's adopted two teenagers.
And all I could think of was why in the world. I thought there would be, not outrage, but people saying, because the opposite is true. Everyone's saying, wow, this is incredible. But boy, you're picking up teenage boy. I'm in the middle of one teenage boy, and he is a very docile teenage boy. I remember how I was, and then I heard AJ Hoffman's stories yesterday when I was on their show. AJ was arrested multiple times in high school, John. Multiple times in high school. When I heard AJ's stories, wow, I can't imagine adopting an AJ Hoffman. How about that? Picking up an AJ Hoffman and some, and like a, well, let's just say Frankie was a teenage boy. A Frankie and an AJ Hoffman. What if Sia were to get the equivalence of that and like, oh, no. I didn't know I was walking right into this bear trap.
Oh, yeah, a young John Granato would have been no treat either. That's for certain.
A young John Granato was not. Who was worse, you or JT?
Oh, not even close.
Like, how much would you have been favored over JT on a trouble scale? 18? 19? 20?
I'm a Chiefs over the Jags favorite. Okay, that's the kind of favorite I am. Okay?
I mean, when you were 17 and JT was 17.
Oh, God, it's not even close.
Okay, you versus Frankie. What's the point spread?
Oh, big favorite. I'm a big favorite.
Yeah, I don't know if Frankie was out legitimately committing crimes.
No.
Were you committing crimes, John?
Yeah, we don't talk about that stuff, right?
Stuff happened.
Yeah. Exactly. By the way, these weren't 14-year-old boys. She adopted 18-year-old boys.
Wow.
Right as
they were, she obviously knew them.
She adopted them because they were about to age out of the foster care system. So they're now 19.
Did she know
them?
Wait,
they're now 19?
Yeah, she adopted them at 18, so it's only been she only had adopted them about a year ago.
Well, I mean, sight unseen, or she knew them?
I don't see any of this. I don't see anything about she knew them beforehand. She just, I guess, noticed a couple kids about to, you know, get thrown out on the street.
So she just confirmed it. She did this a while back, and she's just confirming it.
Well, okay, so why do you adopt a 19-year-old, though? He's an adult.
No, she adopted an 18-year-old.
18-year-old. Even still. An adult.
I don't know. But I don't know the reasoning behind it, only that the reason they gave was she saw them about to age out of the system, I guess with no prospects, and she's decided to change these two kids' lives.
Huh. Well, good for them.
I'm reading this.
Now they don't have to work again. It's perfect. Man, what a great setup for those kids.
Yeah, here's her quote. I actually adopted two sons last year. They are both 18. They're both 19 now, years old now. They were aging out of the foster care system. Yeah, and I love them. So I don't know what the previous relationship was with them because she doesn't really go into it.
So, wow, look at this. She said this in the article. Sia first spoke about becoming a parent in the GQ article published earlier this year, in which she said she isn't looking for a serious relationship with anyone. While discussing her close friend Diplo, who is a DJ, the Chandelier songstress admitted she once asked the fellow artist to have casual, no-strings-attached sex with her. Quote, this year I wrote him a text and I said, hey, listen, you're like one of five people that I'm sexually attracted to. Now that I've decided to be single for the rest of my life, and I just adopted a son, I don't have time for a relationship. If you're interested in some no-string sex, then hit me up. What? How do you like her just going out? And Diplo's like, I mean, I guess I've always got this in the background.
I mean, we can collaborate on multiple things.
We can do some collabs.
Yeah.
I got no problem with anything.
She said
Dell shouldn't.
I have no problem with it at all, except for her, you know, adopting children. Sia has adding those two. I don't even know, but they're 18. Is she going to just put them? I imagine she's going to put them through college. Actually, I don't know where she got the kids from, or they're American kids or whatever. But
yeah, I can't find it anymore.
Yeah, but maybe she's going to pay for them to go to school, college, which would be awesome. Who knows?
That's the best adoption ever.
Yeah, you're 18. You don't know what you're going to do, I guess, and Sia adopts you. New rich mommy who's probably not going to baby you too much because you're already 18, just handing you some checks a couple times a week or a couple times a month. Not a bad life.
That is, I mean, honestly, that's the best kind. I'm sorry, excuse me? You want to pay for me to go to college? You want to cash at me or Venmo me into my account every month? What's the deal?
What's the catch here?
What's the catch?
Well, since Diplo,
what do I have to mule? What am I doing?
Tights asking, hold up, are we sure Sia didn't adopt those 18-year-olds for pleasure?
See, oh. I wanted to avoid that, but it didn't cross my mind. I just didn't want to say it out loud.
Oh, my God. I mean, after that text she sent Diplo.
Yeah, when we hear about the Diplo text, you're like thinking.
Are we sure she's above that after that text?
Well, would it be? Why would you have to adopt them then? Just tell these two kids, grown men, actually 18, but we call them kids. Hey, I mean, you want to live a different kind of life? I mean, you gotta take care of the kid.
I can't get past the Sia Diplo thing. Like, at some point, he got a text that he picked up. The phone went, and he picks it up, and he's like, "Well, I got a decision to make now." I mean, she's just laying it all out there. Did she text the other four guys too?
I don't know.
She must have. She mentioned there were five. Who are the other four?
Are the other four uniquely successful musicians too?
One is Ninja from
Ninja
from Babies on Fire.
What's the dude who wears a mouse head on his head?
Oh,
what's
Dead
his
Mouse.
Name? Dead Mouse? Is Dead Mouse another one?
Dead Mouse is on there. Ronnie Cycli's on there too.
Ronnie Cycli?
Yeah, he's a DJ. Too.
You're just naming DJs.
Yeah, Ronnie
is Shaq
Cycli
on the
DJ.
List. He DJs us too. He DJs sometimes. Sia is a modern woman, which I appreciate. I don't want to get into whether she just brought those kids along so she could do stuff with them, though. I'm going to think of it as she's just doing it because she's a nice person.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
What about – no, that's right. Ninja's in Die Antwood. Have you ever seen Ninja in Die Antwood?
Yeah, he's aggressive.
Yeah.
That whole
group's
aggressive.
Maybe that's one of the ones she's attracted to.
Now, Diplo's kind of a pretty boy type. I don't know. I don't know if Ninja fits that.
No, Ninja doesn't. Maybe she has. Maybe she's like, I've got one of all these different types. Maybe one of them was Matt Kuchar.
Cooch?
The Cooch.
Nice callback. I don't know why you picked a golfer.
What happened to Kuchang's low?
What about Rock?
What about your pitcher?
Maybe she's in older guys and she's in a Rocco Mediate. And she's like, you know what?
Rocco
Mediate. If I had to hit somebody from the seniors tour, Rocco Mediate with that long putter.
Rocco Mediate. And you think you're above us. He thinks he's above us and he dropped
I'm
that.
I'm doing the long putter move, John, where I hold it way up here by my neck.
Right. Bernard Longer uses that.
Does Sia go, huh? Is that the only way you're a tripod?
See, you're not above the fray at all.
No, I'm not. But
you ain't pretend to be.
But you pretend to be.
Ooh, what if she goes? What if she's into kickers and she goes? You know who just rolled into some money just now? Kaimi Fairbairn.
Kaimi Fairbairn. Yep. Well, she doesn't need money.
I know, but maybe she says he doesn't need my money. He's not using me for money.
Yeah, Kaimi.
Maybe she texts Kaimi Fairbairn. She said, "You know what? I kind of like the way you kick extra points. You're kind of all over the place and." I like
that
unpredictability.
That type of thing. Yeah.
Don't you think she'd like Young Ho Koo more?
Might.
Why would she like him more? He's not making Kaimi money.
No, but he's a young ho.
What about Lil Xan? Do you think she texted Lil
Xan?
No
chance she texted Lil Xan.
Hell no.
There's no
Thank you for the assist, Tommy Stark, on that one. (laughs) 737-803-7776. What is the saying? What you doing with that mouth or what is it? Because me and Jackie can't figure
no,
that
it's not,
out.
You say what that mouth do, though.
What you doing with that mouth?
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's what you say, what you doing with that mouth. It's what that mouth do, though. That's the saying.
Oh, what that mouth do, though?
Yeah.
What you doing with that mouth? I thought it was.
That's what you say.
Yeah. Jackie says you butchered it so many times, I can't even remember how to say it wrong.
It's what you doing with that mouth. That's the wrong way of saying it.
What you doing with that mouth, though?
You almost got me for 1 second, because I don't. You say it so many times.
947.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Last year, Deshaun had 333 completions for almost 4,000 yards. 333 completions, and 104 of them were to his – did you know how many snaps do you think Deshaun Watson has taken in his career without DeAndre Hopkins in the lineup?
Ask that question again.
How many snaps has Deshaun Watson taken in his career without DeAndre Hopkins lined up?
I'll say zero.
No, it's more, higher.
It is?
Yeah.
What the hell's
nine.
Oh, I was about to say, I don't know what – he must have had to go use the bathroom in a tunnel or something.
Or some, for whatever reason, he needed a rest or whatever. But that's it. Nine. So he doesn't have his whoopee anymore. 104 of his 333, nearly one every three passes goes to DeAndre Hopkins. So what's the distribution this year? Last year, Duke Johnson had 44. Is he going to have more or less? He's got to have more, right?
Yeah.
He was third on the team. Fuller, 49. Fuller has got to – listen, Fuller can't miss five games. He can't. And when he is in there, let's say Fuller plays 13 games. Let's give him 13. He's only going to miss three for whatever reason. He's got to have 75 catches.
What?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a 70. He's not a volume catch guy.
He's had 50. He catches five a game. So that's 13 is 60. What? He catches five a game. That's five. 65 a game. That's 65 right there. He's got to get 10 more.
Hold on. Did you just say Will Fuller?
Will Fuller.
Dude, there's...
Yeah. Well, it's less than five a game, but it's close.
There's no chance. Will Fuller, you average about 3.5 catches a game.
No.
Yeah.
3.5 catches a game?
Yeah,
no.
four catches a game four catches a game if you... What's the most catches he's had? He's never had 50.
He had 49 last year in 11 games.
He was a 4.5 catches a game last
year. Yeah, but
he's
never had 50 because he doesn't play. And doesn't play is not going to change.
Well, but he's going to play this year. He's going to play 13 games
this
year.
Based on what?
And he's got to average more than five. He's got to average over five.
Why? They've actually added more targets.
They have, but he's got to be the
number
one guy.
David Johnson's a target. Hold on. David Johnson's a target. Your boy Brandon Cooks and your boy Randall Cobb. You added three targets and lost one. I think it's less likely he gets all those targets.
Oh, I disagree. I think you still got to have a number one guy. And he likes going to Will Fuller. When Will Fuller is in there, he likes going to him 4.5 times a game.
So if I said 60 catches for Will Fuller, you're taking the over?
I'm taking the over.
That's 11 more than he's ever had, and you're betting on health after a pandemic?
Yeah.
No, what if he gets the Rona?
Actually, I think the pandemic is going to help him. I think it's going to help a lot of guys be healthier this year.
In his rookie year, he played, that's the most games he's ever played. He played 14. Had 92 targets and 47 receptions. Now, that was a year without Deshaun.
Yes, he had a zillion drops.
Yeah, but he was targeted with Brock and Tom Savage 92 times in that year.
Well, Kenny Stills played 13 games and he had 40 catches.
Because Kenny plays 13 games.
Between Fells and Akins, they had 70 catches.
This is 100% a Texans pizza day. 100%. Now they've got you on Will. Did they send you some Chipotle or something? Now they got you on Will Fuller's going to stay healthy throughout the year.
So, yeah.
What kind of food did you get? What
Coors
kind of
Light.
Care package did you
Coors
get?
Coors Light. He got Coors Light.
He got Coors Light.
I haven't got my Coors Light package yet. But No.
Do
I'm
you think
you.
They're going to lock in on one guy or just be more diverse in targets? Because I feel that was the deal
they
did
in New
England.
Well, that's what Deshaun does, though. Deshaun will lock in on his favorite guy, and Will Fuller is going to be his favorite guy.
Will Bill O'Brien try to manage that out of him? Hey, we've got all these guys. This is what we want to do.
I think they'd like to. I think it's best for the team if Deshaun just basically was making clear pre-snap reads and knew where he wanted to go with the ball quickly and could get it out. Yes. And that has been done before, most notably with the guy who most is most like Deshaun Watson in his prime, he was, Ben Roethlisberger, with Todd Haley. We saw that actually happen. We saw success with it. So we'll see if Tim Kelly can help expedite the reads and the progressions and the process for Deshaun Watson. It will be interesting.
With the speed that they're going to have on the field, on both sides of the – okay? Because Cooks is fast. Fuller is fast. Cobb is fast. You know, tight ends, you know. Is Waring going to play this year, or is he getting another red shirt?
No, I would assume he's going to play.
So
it wasn't a red shirt, John. He was legitimately injured.
You just gave Fells big money. You got Akins as well. Akins had 36 catches last year. Fells, Waring, and Akins, you're going to have, you know, there's 80 or so catches. Still with Cobb. How many catches is Cobb going to have? 45.
These are so many. No, I would say Cobb's going to have the most catches on the team.
Really?
Well, I don't know who is. Who's going to be the leading target?
Fuller.
No, Fuller's the vertical guy. He's vertical and short. Well, he's not a possession target.
He ran a lot of ends. He ran some outs for him.
He's not a possession target.
He runs a dig route for him.
How can a never healthy guy who's not a possession?
He had 4.5 catches a game, Lance.
But he's a Z. He's a Z. He's not an X. Who's going to be the X? Who's going to be the targeted guy who beats somebody one-on-one on intermediate routes? That's not Will Fuller. Will Fuller's a third level, first level. Short catch, deep ball. Who's going to be the guy to go get that 11-yard dig route?
He caught some intermediate routes, too.
Not a lot, though.
Yeah, but he did.
Oh, yeah, but
he's
got to adjust.
Maybe he's going to have to do that more because you don't have DeAndre.
If Will Fuller is your primary target, then you suck as a team, you suck as an organization, and you're awful at football. If you're going to take a four-year injury-prone guy.
They think he's a number one.
I don't care. Yeah, it's a poorly run organization. You're right. That's correct. I didn't say they weren't. You're right. Well, it's a poorly run organization. You got a guy who all 4 years in the league is injury prone. How in the world can you make him the primary with Deshaun Watson?
He's going to be the primary.
I think it's going to be – it may end up being Brandon Cooks, to be honest with you. Because Cooks can go deep. Cooks can run short. Cooks is the guy that I think could end up – I mean, Cobb is going to be the best route runner probably of the group, but he's getting older. I don't know, dude. DeAndre Hopkins back. Stupid idiots.
Well, no, DeAndre didn't practice hard, so there's that. So sorry.
Well, Michael Jordan would have beat him up or taken his food away.
Well, but
so which one do you like? Not practice hard guy or championships? Pick one.
Well, that's right. That's why he's gone. He's not a championship guy. Can't win with him. Can't with him.
So
can't coach him.
Bill O'Brien
can't
is
win
a
with
Jordan
him.
Type.
Yes. Maniacal, my way or the highway. He's just like Michael Jordan, Bill O'Brien is.
And with loads of championships, division championships.
Division championships, thank you.
That's right.
And Michael Jordan didn't win his first title until he was, 30 or so? Bill O'Brien's in coaching equivalency, he's about 30.
I swear to God, if Bill O'Brien hears any of this, I mean, if Michael Jordan hears any of this, if somebody gives him the iPad of this show, we're in serious trouble.
Oh, you think? I think he would have loved the Cooch segment.
Yeah, he'd like some of those. He wouldn't like this part where we compare Bill O'Brien to him.
I had no problem with Bill O'Brien. I had no problem with him.
Yeah, he looked at me. He didn't ignore me. And he never said he never told me good game, so I loved him. What? You had a problem with him?
No, I had no problem with the glove. I had no problem scoring on him.
Oh.
I had no problem with Bill O'Brien. I have no problem beating his ass. Okay? Yeah, that's what Mike would say about Bill O'Brien comparisons.
Yeah, he wouldn't like it very much.
No, he would not have liked that.
I just saw a dog bite a guy in the face.
What are you watching?
15 most dangerous dog breeds in the world.
Huh.
And a German Shepherd. You can tell it's a news story, and this news guy is with a German Shepherd canine, and he bends down to kiss the dog on the head, and you can just see the look in the dog's face. You can just see the concern. You can sense it when you see the dog. Why would anyone try to kiss a freaking German Shepherd on the head, a canine German Shepherd? That's the dumbest thing of all time.
And this guy didn't know the German Shepherd. He just decided to put a smooch on him.
Hey, he's doing a news story.
Well,
and this sweet pup.
Well, you deserve it then. If you don't know the dog and you try that.
It's a canine, dude. What are you doing?
Well, they're all canines. Oh, you mean a canine like cop dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a canine like cop dog. Those dogs are trained to do things.
Like bite people.
Yeah, you know, if need be.
The question is, I know it's the end of the show, but you were just perusing dog bite videos during the show?
Lamont had something that he posted, and then it got me into a little mini rabbit hole during the last break of this Doggo Argentino. It's like this giant Argentinian pit bull.
Oh.
Yeah. It doesn't look like anything I want near me ever.
No one wants that. Goodness gracious. All right.
John is the pit bull of radio.
He'll bite your face off.
713-780-3776. Are you beating it, Lance?
He's leaving.
I might stick around for one more.
Oh, it's a hangout.
There you go.
Huh. All right.
But I'm going to watch these dog videos.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Thanks. Bye.
ESPN 97.5.